on Tap Gotta Podcast. Hey guys, if you guys want your music featured here on Chocolate Radio and our podcast, email us at untappedmusic@chocolateradio.net. This episode right here is my boy Hakeem Romance as our Spotlight Artist of the Week here on Chocolate Radio and Untapped. Check it out. Take a listen. Peace.
You guys are tuned in to Untap the Life in the Music. I am your girl, Naomi Banks, here with DJ the Overseer. What's going on, baby?
Oh, you're hitting wrong buttons.
I know that's right. All right, guys, we are back here on chocolateradio.net. This is Untapped. This is a show where we feature independent artists. We give them the chance to get known, to get their music played.
Right, get their music out of there.
So we got some hot stuff tonight.
Right.
We got a few new ones.
Right.
We got a spotlight artist.
Word.
And then we got some oldie but goodies.
Yeah.
So we got a mixture of all of everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Going on tonight. All right, so if you guys been following me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all this other stuff, you know our spotlight artist for the night is Mr. Hakeem Romance. Mr. Bedtime, I called him. He'll be on in a little bit. What a nice little interview. We're going to get to find out about, you know, Mr. Romance. And, you know, what does it take for us to really get into his bed?
Right. Right.
All right, well, we're going to kick it off with our girl, J23, with Diamonds in the Sky, here on Untap, the Life and the Music, chocolateradio.net.
Forever. If you knew it like I knew it, you'd be on another level. Instead of copping the chain with forever's in it, you would invest in your forever to ensure it's represented. If I ruled the world, I would push the Q with Finny. Push the Q with Finny. Push the Q with Finny. From city to city, hooligan disciples with me. Spread the gospel of the dope and treat from the book of Denny. Cake Nota. Church bigger than both Dakotas. Communion services serving the Henny and Coca-Cola. Saying God bless. Have the hood spirit hit your chest. With the lemon pepper wing to represent the flesh. The untouchable bird from the elegant nest. And the heaviest chariot, the bandwagonette. So these overzealous hooligans give you room to rest. Cause these is aquariums on my shelf.
Diamond in the rough, like, look what I found. From hoe to housewife, bum to human. you have. I do what I can, man, I really try my best. In touch with my spirit like they really try my flesh. Blind and blood diamond, snap back, Mitchell and Ness, nigga.
Throw your diamonds in the sky. Throw your diamonds in the sky.
That was a girl, J23, with Diamonds in the Sky here on Untapped. I'm your girl, Naomi Banks, here with DJ The Overseer.
What's going on?
Hey, you know what? I want to, you know, because they have a whole movement there. J23.
Right.
Our Asia Persuasion,
Alan
baby.
Alan Z.
Right. It's another young lady that's also with them. I would love to get them as a spotlight artist, just their whole little movement crew.
Right.
I think they're out of Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah, out of
I
Atlanta.
So, yeah. They can send some more music. Y'all listening?
Yeah. If y'all listen, send us some more music. We want to get in touch with you guys. We want to make you guys spotlight artists of the week here on Chocolate Radio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So, this next song right here is from my boy. He actually was the producer on it.
Okay.
Featuring on it, Mr. J Main. It's called Slide On It by J Love featuring J Main. This is that R&B music. This is on Untapped. The Life and the Music, chocolateradio.net.
R&B.
R&B.
Slide On It by J Love featuring J Main. J Main, that's that R&B music.
Get it, girl. Don't stop on it.
Right. I like that song, though. That's like that one.
Get it, girl. Gonna slide on it.
Oh,
I like that beep. Get it, girl. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, so this next song, I have the privilege. My boy be showing me mad love. He do. Be showing me mad love. Be giving me the first one so I can get it on out there. So I get it on out there so I can drop it. Even though I played one yesterday, which is a banger. That's a club banger, that big booty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that big booty is a banger. But this one right here, I like this one right here because maybe I'm just like one of them hopeless, like, you know, lusting and sexing and type of chick.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's what it be.
Right, but my boy Big Gip got a new mixtape coming out on Thanksgiving Day, and he hit me with two hot tracks.
Word.
Just for me. Right here, just for us right here on Chocolate Radio. So this new song is Sugar Honey Cocoa by Big Gip.
Sugar, cocoa, and honey. That's what you taste like to me. Now all I need is your sex to wash it down. Ooh, come here, girl, right now.
Communications and patience, my virtue. Hurt you, nah, girl, might divert you. So many years passed by, I always ask why. Somebody else was the groom, I'm the best guy. That special woman I be looking for. I promise I be looking for. Summertime in the city, bring the girls out. Same ones I be meeting off in my dreams. Same one brings special feelings. Remember the small things, give you a nickname. Buy you a heart chain, your favorite ice cream. Look at your favorite TV shows up on the weekend. Even when she out of town, we be talking. Till the sun come up, we be talking. Even when she out of town, we be talking. Live sex wide open on the telephone.
Sugar, cocoa, and honey. That's what you taste like to me. Now all I need is your sex to wash it down. Ooh, come here, girl, right now.
We go back like ankle socks. Like soda pop, we go back like Shirley Temples. If you didn't have lunch, I'm a sinner. If your car broke down, I sent a driver. Too many dreams, can't drive, send you Uber. If you wanna smoke cigars, we go to Cuba. You taste like new fruit, different country. You taste so smooth like drinking honey. Like my bread butter, girl, when I'm getting the money. Everything straight right here on this side. Old school in the classic Sunday ride. My heart in the right place, can't deny. I love the way you're looking at me. I love the way you're getting at me.
Sugar, cocoa, and honey. That's what you taste like to me. Now all I need is your sex to wash it down. Ooh, come here, girl, right now.
Cherrywood, T-top, new bed. Sunset on the strip, try and get wet. I like sugar on my rice, baby. I know your kisses like sugar, baby. Say your love so sweet, make you come back around a week. Like kiwi, vodka, and crab cakes. It feels so good, can't be a mistake. See, I understand what you're really getting at, girl. Need a good man with you when you walk this world. Believe me, Miss Lady, yes I do. And if I ever win the lotto, you do too. My time is your time. One heart and one mind. We got wings to stay flying. Your love is all mine.
Sugar, cocoa, and honey. That's what you taste like to me. Now all I need is your sex to wash it down. Ooh, come here right now.
Oh, yeah. All you need is my sex to wash it down. Yes, yes. That's Sugar Honey Cocoa by Big Gip featuring Bruno Mars. I forgot to say that.
That was
Bruno Mars on that. So that was a nice little cut. I'm feeling it. I'm digging it. It's definitely going to go into my baby making music.
Right, right.
Like, for real.
Yeah, that was a nice joint.
All right, guys. So this next song, this is one of my all-time favorite. This dude was on our list for the longest. Mr. Kairu saw with this thing called love.
Yeah.
Here on Untapped, the life of the music, chocolateradio.net.
Is what we were made from, and I promise you, love never fails. It may be against the rules sometimes, but still it prevails, girl. So let me introduce you to something you're not used to, and let this love consume you. Just relax. I know eventually that time will elapse, but maybe we can follow time as it fit, perhaps. But our love will never fade, and that's a fact. Factual, actually, love made us a match. Our love is a beautiful thing, yeah. And baby girl, you're a beautiful queen to me. Love is a mutual.
That was Mr. Kairu Saw with this thing called love here on Untapped. This is your girl, Naomi Banks, here with the Overseer. What's going on, baby?
What's going on? Hey, he called in a while back then.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, we most definitely got to get him on for a nice little interview with him. Like, really. That was nice. We were playing some really nice hitters today.
Yeah.
Tonight. Nice, real smooth, mellow, laid back type of night. So we're going to pump it up just a little bit. give us a little grooving song here with our girl Brooklyn James. Well, I love LA.
I love LA. Oh, wrong one.
That's wrong one.
That's the white man.
That's the white version. Okay. We got the black version. Featuring John John from True.
Okay.
Here on Untapped, the life of the music. TalkRadio.net. Just listening to that song would make you want to be in LA. Really, they were just hitting all the spots and just was talking about it. So, you know, closing my eyes and just imagine, like, make you, like, want to come to LA.
Yeah, especially it's cold as hell back east.
You know, that's right. All right, that was our girl Brooklyn James with I Love LA featuring John John from Troop. And she's actually going to be here in the studio next Thursday. She is our spotlight artist for next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so guys, make sure you guys tune in. I mean, she has tons of hot music.
And she hot too.
Yeah, she is, most definitely. So you guys are gonna like what you see, because with the Brooklyn, that 00 on there is for a reason. Did I say that? Yes, I did. All right, this is your girl Naomi Banks here with the Overseer.
What's going on?
And we are on Untapped. If you guys just tuned in for Live 365 and Ustream, and you want to know what the show is about, it's about featuring our independent artists out there, trying to get their music out there and playing it. And we're supporting them here on Chocolate Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. All right, so this next song is another one of my favorites. She was our spotlight artist last week, Miss La 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 Friday. And she get a little freaky with it with her R&B nasty ass with Deep Stroke here on Untappd. The Life of the Music, chocolateradio.net. That was Deep Stroke by my girl La 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 Friday. She was last week's spotlight artist. We got our new spotlight artist for this week, Mr. Bedtime himself, Hakeem Romance. What's going on, baby?
How you doing? What's good?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. So you know I call you Mr. Bedtime, right?
Oh, word, for real.
You know, because when I first heard your song, when you sent it to me, I was like, oh yeah, I got to put this on. First, I had to put it in my own rotation in my bedroom. You understand what I mean?
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Right, then I had to bring it to my partners over here, and I said, what y'all think about this song? And they was like, oh yeah, most definitely. But thank you for calling in, baby.
Most definitely. It's a pleasure calling in. Honestly, I'm a big fan of yours. So this is kind of weird and awesome at the same time.
Well, I'm glad that I know that. So knowing that that song Back Time that you wrote was, I'm just gonna say that you especially wrote that for me.
Yeah,
we're gonna leave it like that. We're just gonna say that. We're gonna say that. But let's get down, because folks want to know more about you. They want to know that, you know, because I just say, yeah, there's Hakeem Romance, Mr. Bedtime. To me, this is my baby making music. You know, this is what I say when I introduce your song on any show that I'm doing. It doesn't matter. But we want to know more about you. Like where you from, baby? Like, you East Coast, right? But where from the East Coast?
All right, well, I'm actually from Jersey. A lot of all of my family, they're out there.
Okay.
And technically, singing, that was something that I didn't even know that I could do.
Oh, really?
Like, I started singing when I was in eighth grade, but I didn't really take it serious. I'm like, yeah, I could sing, all right, whatever. Because I was too focused on basketball, man. I had hoop dreams. I was trying to go, you know, straight from college on a full scholarship, straight to the NBA. I was trying to, you know, get it Kobe, like I was about to break him off.
Right.
But I found other interests and everything. So when I started singing and I saw like the different reactions, I'm like, you know what? Well, I don't really like running. So yeah, I rather sing. I don't really like, you know, doing a lot of running. So I rather sing, and I like the reaction that I get from people. So yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of easy money too, I guess.
Oh, okay.
If
you're
doing it right, so.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. If you're doing it right. All right. So let me. I just heard you say you play basketball, right? You know, how your jump shot?
Jump shot? You said how is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, man, I'm a beast. I got like a cannon on my right arm, so I'm kind of I shut it down on that.
Oh, is that right? Is that right? What position you play, honey?
I try to play all of them, you know, just to make sure I know what I'm doing on the court. So,
okay.
You try to be magic out there.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Because basketball is one of my first love too. So I just want to see. Yeah. We kind of blending right here. We kind of doing a matchmake right here.
Okay.
All right. So you know, since you did start out so late with singing, you know, in eighth grade. But once you figure out, you know, this is something that I want to do, who has been your inspiration music-wise for you?
My cousin, actually. Because one day, I remember when I was little, I don't know how old I was, but I know I was little. My cousin, she went to an arts high school in Jersey. And she had took me one day. I guess she had to take me because... I don't know. It was a long time ago, but she took it. And what she did a lot of singing. But now she's like a big-time principal at a school. So,
okay.
But, yeah, one day she took me to a school. It was a chorus class.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard everybody singing and everything. And, you know, me being little and a cute guy, you know, I had all the ladies looking like, "Oh, he's so cute. Oh, look at him. This is your cousin. Oh, he's so cute." You know, all that. So, I heard my cousin sing, and she sings every day, you know, anywhere, anytime, doesn't matter. And I'm like, I think that's pretty much where I get my singing from my cousin, because it most definitely doesn't come from my parents.
Right.
They can't sing for nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. He said the parents can't sing for nothing. They skipped a generation and went on right on to you, baby. All right, so, you know, because...
Pretty much.
Right. You know, you sing R&B music, right? You know, R&B. You know, for a minute. Then I'm going to be honest, and I don't know if the overseer want to agree with me, but kind of R&B was kind of missing for a while.
It was missing a long time.
Right.
A long time.
You know, so... But go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, for me... Like when I started like really getting serious about, you know, singing R&B, my dad he had me coming up, he had me watch a whole bunch of, you know, Temptations, Marvin Gaye, all of those guys, and pretty much, you know, how older people, they're like, "What you know about that, young boy? What you know about that? You don't know about this. It's
right.
Way before your time, you know. Hit me up with that." But at the same token, I was still listening because, you know, that's research right there. You know, that's, you know, those are the greats that did it before me, so I'm trying to be like them.
Right.
So they had like a whole bunch of longevity in their career, and that's what I want.
Mm. Okay, let me ask you this. You know, because, you know, the songs that you do see are very sensual. You know what I'm saying? Even the new joint you just sent us as well. I mean, it's nice. Very. Have you ever, you know, performed at a show and somebody threw their drawers at you, their underwear, their panties? Do they still do that?
I actually had one of my homegirls on Facebook. She always be, like, every time I post something up about me performing, she always talking about, all right, let me come in there. I'm going to throw my drawers. I'm like, why are you tripping? Like, stop doing that. You're not going to do it. But what did happen one time, there was an open mic, and I was singing Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul. Ooh. And it was some random older lady. She came out of nowhere and started touching on me and all. I'm like, wow. I couldn't really, you know, stop singing, so I just kept it going. It was pretty dope. It was pretty dope.
Ooh. Mm-mm-mm. You know where my mad going, but I'm gonna skip over that because I was getting ready to ask something that is just not too polite to be asking, folks. It's really not. All right, so you know, nowadays, right now, it's a lot of people that's doing a lot of they kind of going a little, how can I say, not overboard, but they're kind of pushing the limits on their lyrics to their music, especially when it comes to R&B. Like, we had La 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 Friday with Deep Stroke. You know, she calls her music erotic R&B. We got my boy Tommy Boy out there in Chicago with Shaking My Head, and also Willie with, you know, so everybody's trying to push that level on a sex, you know, the sexism, I guess, when it comes to music. I mean, is that something that you feel like your music kind of fit into their genre, or do you feel like you have your own little lane? Because, I mean, your music is sexy too, but it's not, are you looking to, you know, kind of push that envelope a little bit or not?
I mean, not really, because I think, honestly, the reason why a lot of R&B artists now are singing about all this, you know, sex and all that. I think, like, Trey Songz, he kind of pushed it to the limit because all he sung about was sex, and he still does. So I guess that's what people, you know, started liking, and everybody else that wanted to be artists, I'm like, all right, well, I can sing about that too. And there you go.
Okay.
So I'm guessing, like, R&B kind of ran away from different topics and everything. But me, I do it because it's what people like, of course. I can also, you know, I do have other songs that are about other things besides sex. But like I said, that's what people like. But yeah. I mean, pretty much my style is
what it is.
I'm still learning at the same token. I mean, I'm still learning, so. Because I do have a great vocal coach, and he's been in the business way longer than I have, and he knows the ins and outs and everything, so I'm still learning at the same time. So.
Okay.
And at the same time, I'm still learning on what I can do vocally and lyrically.
Right, okay. Now, if you had your dream producer that you can work with, who would that dream producer be?
Dream producer?
Yeah.
Timbaland. Yeah, Timbaland. He's a beast. Because my favorite, when I was little, my favorite artist was Missy Elliott.
Okay.
And it seemed at that time, the dynamic duo, Missy and Timbaland.
Right.
Without Missy, without Timbaland, you didn't hear Missy. Or without Missy, Timbaland wasn't there. And at that time, I'm thinking, okay, if there's Missy and there's no Timbaland, it's just bread right there. Where's the butter? You know?
Right.
But, yeah, I want them to come back, like, make another album, another classic. That'd be great.
Yeah, for sure.
They should. Yeah, they should, for sure.
All right, now for you, who will be your dream duo? Like, what female? Let's put it a female. What female artist would you love to work with, just come out with that banging song?
That's a good question. Let me see. It's a lot. I want to say Kelly Rowland.
Oh, you know, I thought you was going to say that. I knew you was going to say that. Yeah, I knew.
How'd you know?
I just did. For real, I did. I mean, she has that sexy side of her, you know, the kind of little edgy side. And I could just see, I've seen your pictures. I can just see, you know, that kind of vibe. And even in your voice, the way that you know, your delivery, I think it'll be smooth. Really, I do, honestly.
Well, I most definitely appreciate that. If you ever do get in contact with Kelly, you know, let her know that too.
Kelly, if you're listening, my boy Hakeem want to do a duet. You know, I'll produce it. You know what I'm saying? We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Let's make some dreams come true around here. Kelly.
Right.
All right, so you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you on to the sexy side in a minute. I'm going to get deep in your business. But what I want folks to know, I want them to hear one of your songs, your first song, and then we're going to come back, and then I'm going to poke with you a little bit more, and then we're going to hit a new joint, and then I'm going to get real deep in your business, all right?
Okay.
All right. So this is my boy Hakeem Romance, our Spotlight Artist of the Night, and we're about to play one of my favorite songs, and it is, because it's on my rotation on my Baby Making Music, Bedtime by Hakeem Romance, here on UntappedChocolateRadio.net.
We gon' do this thing right. I'ma take my time. I'm tryna beat it at the frame, girl. Baby, relax your mind. You can go ahead and dim the lights. I'm about to lay it down. It's bedtime. You know what time it is, baby. Girl, I want you in the worst way. Go ahead, get the ice. You're looking like you need some whipped cream in your life. Said when you're dealing with me, it's nothing but pure satisfaction. Yeah, yeah. You can have it any way you want it. Girl, relax your mind. We gon' do this thing right. I'ma take my time. I'm tryna beat it at the frame, girl. Baby, relax your mind. Can go ahead and dim the lights. I'm about to lay it down. It's bedtime. Let me go a little stronger. Baby girl, just hold it there a little longer. Lady, I'm trying to get some of that. Take a few shots of the trunk. I swear, girl, we going all night long. Take my time. I'm trying to beat it at the frame, girl. Baby, relax your mind. You can go ahead and dim the lights. I'm about to lay it down. It's bedtime. I said, I know I want you. And girl, I know you want me too. So girl, let's make this thing right. I'ma show you that we both compatible. What we have, it goes on and on and on and on. Said I need you. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Girl, relax your mind. We gon' do this thing right. I'ma take my time. I'm tryna beat it at the frame, girl. Baby, relax your mind. You can go ahead and dim the lights. I'm about to lay it down. It's bedtime.
Baby. Yeah. Baby. Woo! This your girl, Nami Banks, here with the Overseer here on Untapped. What's going on, E?
What's going on?
Woo, yeah, yeah. And I got the old Mr. Bedtime himself, Hakeem Romance. What's going on, baby?
What's good,
baby? Okay, let me ask you a question because I love this song. I really do. What was your inspiration of writing this song, Bedtime? Like, true. I want
the song. Honestly, I was in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
One of my producers, he was just playing some beats. He was just scrolling through. He was like, all right, so I was bored that day. We were bored that day. We were just in the studio just chilling. And he was just scrolling through beats. I'm like, and then he played that beat. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't skip that. Let that rock. And I wrote it in like a good 20, 25 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, he came up with the concept. It's like sometimes when you like hear a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, it's like when I hear a beat, it kind of like talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, this beat right here is saying it's saying this,
mm-hmm.
and I just come up with the words to make it stand out.
Right.
So that's how I come up with these songs.
Okay. But that's I like it.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. So this is what we're gonna do right now. I want you to introduce this new song that you just sent me, and I'm definitely feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it.
Are you feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Okay.
It hasn't moved bedtime out just yet. But when it does, I'm gonna definitely let you know. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce the song, and then we're gonna let it play on out.
All right. So this song right here, it's a little bit slow. It is a slow jam. It's called Never Had. This is the type of song where you put the kids to bed or take your kids to the babysitter and, you know, get your alone adult time and you do what you do. Mm. Right? So that's what this is. It's called Never Had.
Back and forth that you're doing. You're doing a lot of it, but you know what? Listen. You've been doing a lot of talking, girl. Let me place you on game. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Go ahead and take it, baby. But you know how the saying goes. Don't start it if you can't finish. I hope you know you're going for a ride. We gon' put this on a replay. As I leave you away, feel me take control. And you know that I am so willing to give you sexual healing. Make your body hide from cold. Oh, I'm so proud that I have the pleasure of loving you.
I'm loving you.
Saying that you ain't never had it like this. You don't have to tell me twice, I promise I got it.
I promise.
If you won't ever be a real, baby girl, I'm the definition of realness. Yeah, yeah. Baby, quit your tongue, girl, hush your lips. No reason for backing out, cause girl, I know this won't be. If you won't ever be a real, baby girl, I'm the definition of realness. Yeah.
Let's get away off into the night. Cause if you're lost, I'ma be a shining light. Listen, baby.
Look.
What's on my mind? These words won't be enough, but I can show you. I wanna show you the way of love. Extraordinary wonder.
Can nothing compare.
This on a replay. As I leave you away,
feel me take control.
And you know that I am so willing to give you sexual healing.
And your body has to go.
I'm so proud that I have the pleasure.
I'm so proud
of loving you.
Loving
and you know that I will be so deep in your treasure.
So what you saying?
I'm saying that you ain't never had. I promise I got it.
I got
if you want it, yeah. Real,
you
baby
want it.
Baby girl, I'm the definition of realness.
I know you know.
Yeah. Baby, quit your tongue, girl. Hush your lips. No reason for backing out, cause girl, I know you want it. If you want that real,
if you want
baby
it.
Girl, I'm the definition of realness. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you want it, baby. Want it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a joint right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was,
how you feel about that?
That's how I'm feeling about that. Wow, that was never had by Mr. Hakeem Romance. Woo, woo, woo. All right, baby. Let's do it like this. Since we, you know, never had or whatever, we're going to get a little deep with you. Just a little bit. A little bit. Now, I want to know, okay. You know, we're just going to be grown and sexy here. We're going to be grown. We're going to be grown tonight. We're going to take you to that grown place. So the first thing is okay. I want to know is, when did you first start masturbating?
Probably at a young age. And for, you know, when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, snap. I don't know what that is. What, am I about to die? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. And then I started looking at pornos. I'm like, oh, okay. I see. I know what that is. Okay. So I'm good. I don't know, because I'm all, like, when I think about doing one, I always think about the consequence. Is the other person going to be okay with it, and are they going to be cool? I just want, you know, if it does come down to that, mm-hmm. I just want everybody to be, all right, we got a little bit of alcoholism in our system, mm-hmm. let's just have fun, forget about it, you know, we're just going to, you know, do this, go ahead and go at it, but, yeah. Realistic, well, I don't know. Right. I don't know. That's a good question. That is a great question. So I don't know.
Right, you have no, what do you say? What did I call it? You have no celebrity crushes or anything, you know, like that? Like, you know, the thing is, right, like, let's take it to a fantasy.
Well, right? You know, since you said that, I would say Kelly Rowland. But she's married and she has, you know, a child, so that's, you know, out the question.
Wow.
You know what? Actually, no, I wouldn't deal with celebrities.
Okay.
I'll probably deal with somebody that I already know.
Okay. He said no celebrities. No celebrity booties.
Wow.
No celebrity booties.
Wow.
Be the first one.
Yeah.
All right, so this is my last question for you. All right, I do this with all of my guests on every show. If you was a porn star, listen, if you was a porn star, I would want to know, your porn star name. And this is the rules for the porn star name. It has to be the first street you lived on and your first pet. What will be your porn star name?
Brick City Bandit. Brick City Bandit.
Wow.
Brick City Bandit.
Brick City, yeah. Bandit. Brick City Bandit.
Brick City Bandit.
That sounds like a rapper or something. Like a rap group. Yeah.
It does sound like a rap
group. Yeah, that sounds like a rap group or something like that. Right. All right, baby, but you know what? I enjoy you. What I want you to do before we close out, because it's the end of the show, First of all, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for sending in your music and entrusting us with your music to be able to play it.
Right.
I mean, because we love it. You have fans here, like the whole station, like truly, you really do.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, baby. But tell folks where they can hear your music at, or, you know, where they can follow you at, you know, where they can get in touch
with you. Okay, yeah. My Instagram, at HakeemRomance13. And then Twitter, Hakeem Romance, at Hakeem Romance. My fan page, Facebook fan page, Hakeem Romance. Pretty much everything is Hakeem Romance. And what else do I have going on? Sometime early January, I'll be coming out with another mixtape, SOE Volume 1. Sing on Everything, Volume 1. That's going to be dope.
Okay,
it's going to be really dope.
Nice. Well, you know, most definitely make sure you hit us up and let us know when it's coming out, because we definitely promote it, you know, to the fullest here, like, honestly. And again, baby, I want to thank you, Mr. Bedtime.
Definitely.
All right, baby, so you have a good weekend, all right? And keep it sexy.
All right, you do the same.
All right.
All right, money.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
All right, guys, it's your girl, Naomi Banks, here on Untapped, the life and the music here on chocolateradio.net. That was our boy, Hakeem Romance. He was a spotlight artist for the week. Nice song. I love that new song.
Yeah, that was a nice joint.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like it. So make sure you guys tune in next Thursday. Next Thursday, we'll be here with our new. Well, she ain't new to us, but she might be new to some of y'all.
Yeah,
might new to be some of y'all. Miss Brooklyn James
will
be in the house as our spotlight artist. And, you know, she has so many songs. We haven't been able to play all of her songs.
Right.
She has so many songs. So, we might even just make it a Brooklyn James night up in this
piece. Yeah, we can do that. That'll work.
Yeah, we just might make it a Brooklyn James night up in this piece. I might even have her sing some shit a cappella up in here.
That will work.
That's what I'm talking about.
Find out what them zeros all about.
Ain't that right? Guys, remember, tune in next Monday. I'm here with my dog Pound on the live show. Look, I almost got up. On the live show, we got Prince Yashua that will be in the building, as well as tune in to my girls, Dazelle Yvette with Woman to Woman and Sapphire's Airplay. You know, we back rocking on Lady Night on Monday with our chocolate martinis. Yes, getting it right. As I always say, always keep it sexy. Have a great weekend. If you guys gonna have sex this weekend, be safe with it. And no tampons with alcohol.
What?
Long story. Gotta tell you about it later. Tell you about it later. All right, guys. Remember to tune into us at Live 365 Ustream TV, as well as go check out our website. Check us out on Twitter, Chocolate Radio number 2. You can follow me on Twitter. Right. Naomi Banks, NYOMIBANXXX, as well as IG. I'm the real Naomi Banks on there. And that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, peace. Be safe.
Hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed that last episode with our boy, Hakeem Romance. You guys can follow Hakeem Romance at Hakeem Romance on Twitter as well as Instagram. Remember, guys, if you guys want to be featured on Chocolate Radio or our podcast, email us at untappedmusic@chocolateradio.net. And remember, we're live every Thursday night on chocolateradio.net. As I always say, always keep it sexy. Peace.